Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to give a citation here for Dr. Goyos Mujamwamaria. Goyos. I'm very sorry for not spelling your name very well, but your name is a very typical Rwandan name, and we are very proud to have here a representative from the country of the Mille Collines. Goyos, it's easier to say. And for those who remember about the Latin, if they studied Latin, it refers to godere. Being happy, rejoicing, and you should be very happy for what you have achieved with us here at Africa Rise. I only have 3 years at Africa Rise, so I cannot make long stories about all events and all your contribution. You came here in 2013 as a postdoc, doctoral fellow, and as a postdoc in Rise Value Chain, as a Rise Value Chain economist. To join the group in Tanzania. You became an APS in November 2015 and took the responsibility as the gender focal point for what is very important to us, the task force of Africa Rise on gender. That was in 2017. Then you moved to Madagascar in January 2018 and took other responsibility there as the country representative. As a value chain economist, you proved to be very productive and very efficient in your research, and that was recognized very soon when you joined, because you earned the Young Research Scientist Award at the Congress, the Rice Congress in Cameroon, already in 2014. That was already a great indication of the potential of a young scientist who was joining Africa Rise. Then you start developing market studies, experimental auction studies in Madagascar, in Mozambique, Tanzania, and Uganda, and you became a reference for rice value chain in East Africa. As I said, you became our contact and focal point for the Africa Rise Gender Task Force. You were pushed in that responsibility a bit on the spot, and you proved immediately that you were very talented and you could make a great synthesis of the concept of gender for Africa Rise. And I was very pleased that you could contribute to the training and of the great program of the Gates Foundation with Cornell University and University of Makerere to show how social scientists could really collaborate with our core breeders. Usually those two species don't collaborate easily, but you proved that it was really doable. And with Zena Negussier, you made a really efficient team to make studies in Madagascar on gender and breeding, or gender and adoption of varieties, like also in Ethiopia. And we were very excited when we learned that you were one of the best team and got an extra award to continue those studies. I'm sure that this could help us as a reference also to show to the Gates Foundation that we are really up to the mark when we try to combine social science and breeding at the time where a transformation is needed and where we need also to really focus on product profiles, where the social scientists need to have their input. So this is to refer to your work on gender, but also I would like to emphasize your role and your efficiency as a country representative. We knew that it was not so easy, and I'm not prompting to Lala here to set up some new way of collaborating with the national program in Madagascar. But we knew that there was a great potential to work very closely with the national program and to really take over the role of Africa Rice with for FIFA and the authorities in Madagascar to work on the PRIASO program. PRIASO is a great opportunity. We took a long time to really put that in place, but I'm sure that your persistence, your resilience, and your efficiency has been extremely useful to convince our colleagues there that Africa Rice could contribute in this program in the southwest of Madagascar, which was threatened by drought and where there was really a need to make more impact in rice. You also obtained a new project with Germany, with BMZ for East Africa, Mozambique, and Madagascar again, regarding the outscaling of parboiling technique. And Madame Rebecca has emphasized already gem parboiling, but gem parboiling was highlighted during this board meeting several times. And we are very pleased that you can show what is Africa Rice able to do in gem parboiling, particularly not only in West Africa, but also in East Africa. And also, you were very instrumental in securing another funding with the IFAD in East Africa, with also Uganda, Kenya, and Mozambique. Therefore, in addition of your work on gender and in the rice value chain with the rice CRP, we must say that you have shown a range of skills from the market and rice value chain economist technical skills to the country representative, the resource mobilization, and the gender at the same time. Now, your publication records are also very good, and I was very interested to see two things, and that makes maybe a little story for you, is that I saw that you work with Ghent University, and I wonder why you didn't work with Dr. Tollens in KUL. But it means also that we have a lot of potentials in collaboration with economists and universities in Belgium. That's great to know for me. And at the same time, I was very surprised that some of your publications were not on rice, but on gum arabic. And that you have several of them, and I would like to read them. And with this small anecdote, I'd like just again to congratulate you and say that you have become really an asset for Africa Rice, and I'm very pleased to work with you. Congratulations.